Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am the designated hitter, known as Merlin Sensei. Of course, with me, we have the pitcher, known as Switch Riggs. We have the first baseman, who often steals second and third, the 12-sided guy, and, of course, the catcher that takes it from pretty much all of us, the Bupacabra.
I'm more of a left field kind of guy, but you know.
I figured Switch would be the switch hitter.
Oh.
It was such an easy setup.
It's an easy setup for somebody
that
knows.
And if 12's doing anything, he's
basketball.
Pitching. Let's be real about this.
Yeah, thought about it.
Did you
it
just say basketball mind. Also?
No, did I? I don't know. I didn't
say
football.
Him say any ball. He just referred into baseball.
All right.
Check out the Nerdgasm sports jerseys in the future.
Okay. It is just about September here.
It'll be September when you're listening to this.
Yes, because Wibbly Wobblies. Is everyone excited for apple cider and wearing hoodies and bonfires and all that good stuff and Halloween?
Always, but I'm on only yellow on my pumpkin spice meter here. Gonna have to get a refill soon.
I don't I get it, but I'm not a big fan of like pumpkin spice things. Like, I like pumpkin pie, you know what I mean? But pumpkin spice flavored things, it's just like, I don't know.
I love this time of the year. I can layer, right? Like, the sweaters come out in full on. The dad vibes just step up.
Can finally wear my coat again. I like wearing coats. Moo, you haven't spoke.
I enjoy fall quite a bit. Fall's exciting for me, right? There's usually a lot of stuff to celebrate. I apologize, guys. I'm going to try real hard to keep it together. I believe in open and honest communication. We talk about this all the time, and we talk about telling people that it's okay not to be okay. I'm so far past okay at this point. There's no, we're this much, right? That's what I'm hanging on by. Today was my kiddo's first day of school. It is the first day of school that I have not been there for, and that was really difficult for me. So that was the first part of fall that I am missing out on, and their dad would like them for Halloween, so I will miss trick-or-treating, which is something I look forward to quite a bit. Today is also kind of a tricky day for me. It has been a friend of mine, her dad passed away 12 years ago today, and he was really important to me in my life. And it's been hard to accept that there are certain people that he will never meet that continues to be difficult. So today has been kind of a hard day to look forward with a lot of hope at what's coming, because it's just a lot of it's a lot of fighting ahead right now. So I am excited for fall. I had a pumpkin spice. Oh God, what did I have? Pumpkin cold brew from Dunkin' Donuts, which was not as good as I wanted it to be. Maybe just because I was so hooked on the brown sugar cream. But I'm trying. I'm trying to get excited, guys. I'm trying to make it there. And just the last probably 3 or 4 days have been really rough. My dad will be 70 on the 2nd, which is really exciting. My kiddo's dad wanted them this weekend too. So he claimed this is his one weekend. So, I'm feeling a little down, to be perfectly honest. And that's okay. You know, I keep saying not to be afraid of feelings, and it's okay. It's okay to be upset, and it's okay to have a hard time, and I'm trying to give myself grace on this. So I apologize, friends and listeners, if I'm not my usual chipper cheery self, but I'm just not feeling it these couple days. But Yeah, sorry to bring it down. I'm very glad that everybody else is excited. I'm excited for fall weather. Dress Blacks asked me about haunted houses the other day, and I had to tell him I've never been to one.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's what he said, too. I've never, ever been to one. I'm actually, like, genuinely...
Considering the area you're from, you've never been to one?
I'm afraid of them.
I was gonna say, I can absolutely see her being the type where she's scared of them, and that's...
It's not like it's fun to be scared sometimes. It's like panic attack, sobbing mess on the floor. Oh, okay. One of my friends almost, we were like 13, and we were on like a haunted hayride at Fish and Game, of all places, right? Like, it was not like a real scary haunted house. It was just like some parents that put this thing together, right? And I didn't like it. I've always been afraid of the dark. It took me a long time to get over that. My friend's older brother and his cousins used to hide in the woods and jump out at me while I would walk home at night. And I just never got over like the panic of that. And so like this lady, this grown ass woman, I was like 13. I'm like laying on the floor of the hayride in the fetal position. And she just kept poking at me because she thought it was funny every time I screamed. And my friend at 13 was like, I'm going to punch this lady right in the face. If you don't stop touching her, I'm going to punch you. Like, it was ridiculous. And that was the last attempt that I ever made at haunted anything. Unless you count, like, Haunted Mansion at Disney World.
Well, that's the thing that I find interesting, is for some reason, I always kind of pictured you as the... you know, split second fear that immediately goes into anger, where you're just like, oh, motherfucker, and just start throwing punches.
It might be if I had my kids with me, right? Like, I can handle most things if I have my kids with me, because I don't want them to have my crazy. I want them to be able to enjoy things. It's like going to the aviary. Fuck birds. I hate birds. It's not fun for me. It's terrifying. I'm on high alert all the time, but I go because they like it and they don't need my crazy. That's just like, I have friends that have snakes, and I was never like, no, don't let them touch the snakes. I was like, I don't want to touch them, but hey, if they want to cuddle with snakes, fucking let them cuddle. They don't need my crazy.
God, what was that meme I sent you about the one person asking if mace is an effective deterrent against some sort of bird?
Oh, jeez.
I don't remember.
Oh. It depends what kind of mace we're talking about. Are we talking pepper spray or medieval?
I mean, anything's a threat if you throw it hard enough.
Fair.
But yeah, so I'm hopeful. We have maybe. I think I could handle a haunted house. I would have to be babied through it, though. You know what I mean? Like, so, this is not a situation, like, I need the kid gloves. I need somebody to do that. Like, I need to be patronized. I don't like to be patronized 90% of the time, but, like, this would be one of those things where, like, you're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. You could, like, that's what I need to get through this.
So, we shouldn't take you to the one where they are legally able to knock your teeth out,
no,
pull your fingernails
off. I think that's
off.
The stupidest fucking... Why would you sign a waiver for that? That's
for
the $100,000?
Dumbest shit.
Nope, fuck that. Not worth it.
Masochists are a thing, so people like pain.
Good for them, but actually, speaking of fall, I found these.
Yeah. Ooh, red
they're candy corn flavored red vines, which is the strangest. I don't know. I can't decide if I like them or not, but I'm still eating them, so.
So, we'll have to take her to the Haunted Hydro, or even just the one in our hometown. Haunted Hydro,
yeah,
they're not allowed to touch
thing.
You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I spent enough of my life with people, like, did I ever tell you guys a story, when I was on stage crew, what happened? So I was backstage, right, and I was on set crew, so I was in my Dress Blacks, oddly enough, and one of the characters in the play was walking around backstage going, I can't see, what's happening? Who is that? I can't figure out where you're at. And I your little sister was in this play, actually, Merlin. I didn't know what to do, right? Like, I was just so, That was, aghast. I think that was the first time I was assaulted. He tried the same thing again another night, started going back and going, I can't see. And I flipped a flashlight on and was like, can I help you? And then he stopped. But like, come on, you only have to touch boob twice at most to know what you're touching.
Right.
And based on how I was shaped in high school.
I was going to say, back in the day, you could probably, like, if I accidentally bumped you, be like, oh, sorry, Moo. And then I'd look and see it was you or something. Yeah,
like, this was not accidental. And so, like, the thought of going to a haunted house where people are allowed to touch me really just creeps me out. I've spent enough of my life with people touching me inappropriately. I don't know that I need to ever go to a place that encourages that type of behavior.
Yeah, there's actually very few that actually are allowed to touch you nowadays, and you also have to sign that, yes, you will allow the cast members to touch you.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's more of just the creep factor of some characters, or jump scare, and stuff like that. I've worked at, before our haunted schoolhouse got shut down, I actually did that for a year. And then I also got to do the behind-the-scenes stuff a lot at Haunted High Show for a little bit.
You were an 8-foot alien?
The thing they had was would go on your shoulders, right? So they, of course, they're like, well, you're the tallest.
But to my west, just right in Esville, they've got a little tiny one, the mansion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've never done that before.
I think that's probably a decent introductory one, because it's not huge, huge, you know what I mean, but, you know.
You know, when I come now, we have to do, like, a collective, like, paranormal investigation
to an actual. You know, I was about to say, speaking of mansions, one thing that I want to do this year, and I need to start looking now, is I don't know, I would love it to be in October, just for, you know, the feels of it, but I want to do a little bit of research, find out some history and stuff like that, find a really good haunted hotel, and then see if I can backtrack the date to the evening of an event and try and book then and in the room, you know what I mean?
No,
that's trickier than you think. Because they don't tend to disclose. Look, I have worked places where things have gone wrong, right? I have worked places where people have died. They don't. You can find the person's name. They're not going to tell you what room they lived in. Like, I remember the building and the floor that she lived on, but I can't remember her exact room number anymore, and that's not listed. Well,
sometimes they disclose what room seems to have the most activity, and they don't necessarily say, oh, someone died in this room, but it's just like, this room has the most activity. It's like,
Well, so wink, funny... Wink.
Nudge, saying them all!
Funny enough, though, it's gotten a lot easier, because there are realtors that specialize in haunted properties now. If you want to know a room, go ask that person, because chances are they've already done the research.
Well, I mean, you'd figure for certain one of these things, especially if they're advertised as a haunted place or something like that, like if they actually embrace the culture, so to speak, you know what I mean? Then I don't see why they wouldn't tell you, you know what I mean? I mean, what if you specifically wanted to avoid the room that someone died in, you know?
Well, that's why they don't tell you, right? That's why they don't disclose that, because it's bad for business. Because sometimes you don't get a choice. That's the room you've got. And if that comes down to, I don't want this room, or I'm not staying here, they're going to lie to you.
That's true, too.
I don't know. I stayed in the room where the lady died in one of my houses. Nothing happened, but just... They're like, yeah, she died in this room. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that's the thing. Not every
I've been cooking room in the room he died in.
Right. But I mean, not every room and house that someone dies in necessarily becomes haunted. You know what I mean?
We'd have a lot of hauntings then.
True.
next to the hauntings, but back to like haunted houses and things that are all spooky. Like, no one should miss Cedar Point's Fright Night stuff. That stuff is amazing. And again, they have it where you can't be touched by people, or even if you have a little flashing bat, that means that you're not allowed to be scared. So, for all the young ones or people that are really scared of, you know, being jump scared and things, highly recommend going to that. That's always fun.
On the spooky theme, I saw a tabletop, a two-person role-playing game. I think I'd like to try for the stream sometime. Go ahead.
Is that the one you linked to me, or was that something else?
Oh, I link a lot of things to a lot of people.
Because you linked me an SCP one that I thought said one-on-one or something.
And this one places you as effectively Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster. And it's a two-person back-and-forth roleplay where you go through the adventure together, and there's a final confrontation at the end, whether how that turns out.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
One that I play... I'm sorry, Merlin, I got one.
No, you're good, you're good.
One that I play and I highly recommend for anyone to try out. Spooky games, if you want something that's, you know, collaborative scary, because it's a collaborative tabletop where there is a DM, person that's, you know, moderating the game. But the spook factor comes from the players, because they're the ones deciding what's behind that door, or what's behind, or what's lurking in the shadows. It's called Ten Candles, if anyone's ever heard of it.
That sounds familiar for some reason.
I've seen it. It's great. All of a yes.
It is amazing. I've got to run three different games. One, the characters were trying to find a way to survive out of a city. One, they were stuck on an abandoned space station, and there's always like something ready to pounce on them, and it's created by one of the characters, never by the actual person that's running the game. And you slowly run out of candles as you play, and that lowers your chances to do things with dice that you're using for what's happening. And more and more dice are lost, and then the DM or the GM slowly gains more dice to gain more control. It's not ever about winning the game. It's more about your spooky journey,
right?
And how you get there. We had tentacle monsters on the moon, though. That was fun.
Tentacle monsters on the moon. Look at those hunks. I'm a swoon.
But yeah, that could be a fun game if we get like one or two more people in here. That would be actually, we could do that over this too. I think that'd be fun.
Would be interesting. But what I was going to say is, as long as we're talking about games and such, Switch, what do you got for us this week?
So, two big games. Splatoon 3 is coming out for the Nintendo Switch for all you Splatoony people.
All you Squid Kids.
Your Squiddy Kids.
We've got Squid Kids at this house. Holy cow. Floof had the demo. Or the, what did they do? They did like a pre-release.
Playtest or whatever, yeah.
Which was really neat. And so she was playing that a little bit, and my kiddos were watching her. And I've never really played Splatoon 3. And I thought, this is a really, like, I wish more games did that, right? What a neat way just to even give people a day to playtest something to really see, is this a game I want to spend $60 on? And so, whereas before, when she was just telling me, this looks really cool, I'm really interested in it, I'm like, yeah, you say that about all games. But, like, to actually get to watch her play it and go, is it good? And have her go, yeah, this is really fucking cool. Yeah, now I might spend $60 on it, you know?
That's something that a lot of games nowadays feel like they're really getting into. There are either A, demos that come out sometimes when a game is announced because, like, the first level is done and ready to go. So go ahead and play the first 15 minutes of the game, or sometimes the first hour of a game, you know, if you're really lucky. And then there are stress tests to make sure that servers can handle certain thises and thats. And yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. And it is a good idea. But at the same time, there are games that release in their alpha stages or their beta stages or whatever. And it's just like, hey, you know, $30 and you have the game in its alpha stage and you can go ahead and play it, but we're not done with it yet, technically. And it's just like, wow. 7 Days to Die is still
in alpha. It's been alpha for like 10 years.
They're going to leave it that way.
Props to those marketing people, though, because the ability to sell you, basically go, hey,
it's not finished, but here, you can have it.
Yeah, and
it's like it's like, God, I baked you a cake, and I hand you, like, a stick of butter, 3 eggs, a cup of oil, and some flour. It's like, what the fuck is this? Oh, it's not finished yet. It's in its alpha stages.
Either that, or it's like, hey, I baked you a cake, and then I give you a cake. But you're like, well, where's the frosting? It's like, ooh, that's going to be an extra $10. And that's coming next month.
A lot of the reasons that they do that nowadays is because when a game goes into early access like that on Steam, the publisher doesn't have to pay Steam as much money for every copy that they sell. So they get more in their pocket the longer they're stuck into early access or alpha or beta. Space Engineers was stuck in beta for like 2 years before they were like, okay, release. The game is still going to get updates, but we're going to do, you get part of this for free and then $5 if you want the extra flashy stuff if you really don't want it. But it's not going to help you in any way. It's just you get a cool little skin or something.
No.
But yeah, that's why we obviously get a lot of those games like that. But secondly, game that's coming out, everyone be careful, your wallets may jump, but is Disney's Dreamlight Valley. If you like,
oh, I'm so excited!
If you like Animal Crossing, that is coming out on the 6th. Be aware that it is a free-to-play game, but there are deluxe versions that they're going to give you exclusive stuff. If you want them at $30, $60, and $80, I won't be buying all that good stuff. I will just be playing the game, and I know almost the entire house will be playing.
Can I romance and fuck Maid Marian?
No.
This is not The Sims, Merlin.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's not The Sims. If it was The Sims, I'd say make Whoopi.
It's Woohoo.
Oh, Woohoo.
Yeah,
you Woohoo.
I mean, depending on what engine it's created in, yes. The answer to your question, yes.
I just need to get the PC version and make some modifications.
But yeah, Dreamlight Valley looks going to be fun. From what I understand, everything is, you're able to get anything that is in the shop in-game currency. You just have to grind your coins, essentially. Mm. So you have the option to pay to get things faster.
Okay. That's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Just like, it's the Warframe model. You can get every single thing inside of the game Warframe. But it just takes time. So, those are two games that I wanted to highlight today.
Cool. Very cool. Something to talk about real quick. The recent space launch has been rescheduled. Well, not rescheduled, but has been temporarily put on hold due to issues with nitrogen leaks, I believe.
Well, and there was some weather concerns, but yes.
I want that to happen. I'm so excited.
I mean, we talked about it last week. It's like, it's the moon. And it's so weird that we haven't been back. You know?
Yep.
Maybe we'll go and finally find out, oh, it is made of cheese.
The moon is one of those things. The moon is one of those things that, like, I've had these arguments with people that just like, no, we've never been, or it's fake, or whatever. And I'm just like, go to your nearest university. If it has a high-powered laser, there's this thing you can do. We have mirrors up there. You can prove yourself that the moon that we've been
you
there.
You shoot the moon, and then it comes back.
Right, and it's just like, the fact that they can do this, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, that blows my, like, I understand the people that believe that we didn't go to the moon in 1969. But we have been to the moon since then. The debate was started just as we did not. The time we said we first set foot on the moon was faked. It blows my mind that there are people that just completely are like, no, there's no moon. That's not a thing. I can't. One of my students asked me today, have you heard of Nuke the Moon? And I said, is that like a band? And they were like, no. I'm like, is it like a meme thing? I don't understand. Like, is it like birds aren't real? I feel like I get increasingly older every moment as I'm talking to my students. I'm like, I don't understand, guys.
Oh, no, no. I got this one today from a coworker. We were talking about the water cooler, you know, at an office. They had no idea what it was. I was like, what?
What a water cooler was?
Yeah, they didn't know what a water cooler was to start off, and they didn't understand the connotation of what the water
cooler means. Like water cooler conversation?
Yeah. Like, oh my god. He's young. He's young.
Oh,
he's
younger. He's okay. Like maybe 10. That makes a lot more sense younger. Now.
Yeah, but I was so confused. I was like, wait, you don't know what a water cooler is, nor the connotation that goes along with it?
Right.
Do you watch movies? Anything?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. I had counseling earlier today, and even just talking with my counselor, which I have no idea how old she is. She's old enough to be a counselor. That's all that really matters, you know. But, you know, sometimes I really date myself by saying, oh, yeah, have you ever seen Quantum Leap? And it's just like, you know, or, oh, hey. Have you ever heard of this saying or whatever? And it's just like, you know, and it's just like, oh my gosh, what have I done? I'm so old.
I look forward to the
Quantum Leap. For us this week?
No, honestly, oh. It's been so, the memorial service is coming up. I've taken on another job. My birthday is coming up next month on the 7th.
Ah, yes.
It's just
the 7th.
Yeah. So it's just been go.
You say next month, but it's like in 7 days.
Yeah, that's like next week, bro.
So it's technically next month.
As long as you're there. Okay, buddy.
That's right. Next week is within next month. That reminds me of an argument that I always have in my D&D group when somebody uses a power. I'm like, this works within 10 miles, right? And they're like, no, it works within 1 mile. And I'm like, 1 mile is within 10 miles, so I'm still technically correct.
I get it. But no. That would be my answer to my question. No.
If you lawyer another rule, I'm going to hit you with the no stick.
Yeah. Guess just what? So I can clear. Throw the book
I'm
out.
I'm not going to school in Missouri. You can't hit me with the no stick.
I'll hit you with whatever I damn well please.
You know what? I'm going to be playing Strixhaven. There's teachers inside of that will tell you no.
That's true. Strixhaven, the Mage Academy.
Exactly.
Or Academy of Mages.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and knock out the Geeky Wiki then real quick, unless anybody has any other new business.
Mm-hmm. We don't discuss new business until the old business is complete.
Very well then. Sunday, September 4th, I told you that your sneaky peeky at the Geeky Wiki was eat an extra dessert day. Don't go too overboard, but hey, if you want a slice of cake and some ice cream, I think that counts as eating an extra dessert. It's also National Macadamia Nut Day. I love me some white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. National Pet Rock Day. Beyonce's birthday, and National Waffle Week. Not to mention, very important, Suicide Prevention Week. Switch, if you can go ahead and do me a favor and go ahead and put up the phone number.
They've actually changed it. They've changed the phone number. Did you know about this?
Yes.
I did not. Actually, then it's a good thing that we stopped on this. Moo, would you be
so, yeah,
kind
they
enough?
They actually changed it. Now it's literally just 988.
Yes, that happened
there's
2 months
no,
ago.
There's no huge number. It's literally just you dial 988. You can text 988. Either one of these, you get the suicide prevention hotline. There is no long,
fantastic.
Convoluted number anymore. They have changed it.
Good.
Yeah, that happened just a couple months ago. Okay. Because they actually saw the one little bit of news that I actually watch. That they did that recently, which just to help, you know, get that snap decision done instead of having to type in 10 numbers. you know, no. And be like, no, I don't want to tell these 10 numbers and then doing something bad.
Also, screw the 4chaners messing with the service to make it difficult for other people to access it.
Yeah. Screw you guys. Know, if someone does something like that.
It sucks because 4chan, in a matter of speaking, was an interesting idea when it started, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, it's a board for everything, and then they became fucking assholes. And not for the good of man, you know what I mean? Like how some hackers hack fucking Chick-fil-A Twitter or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know. Monday, September 5th is International Day of Charity, Labor Day, Mouth Guard Day, National Cellulite Day, National Cheese Pizza Day, World Samosa Day, which it looks like it's kind of like a type of dumpling
almost. A samosa, think of it a little more similar to an empanada. They tend to be filled with like potato and peas. It's an Indian dish.
Gotcha.
Chutney. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Interesting. And it's also Know Your Numbers Week. I can count to four. I can count to four!
I don't
can you count to skip to five?
To shift to five? Tuesday, September 6th is another Look
Fun
Unlimited
fact,
Day.
Hang on. Know Your Numbers Week? Guys, that's about your blood pressure. It's about making sure you're taking
care
of yourself.
Can you count to 55?
55 over shady. It's also Fight Procrastination Day, but you could probably do that Wednesday the 7th if you really wanted to. Great Egg Toss Day. So if you want to go ahead and see how maybe your latest and greatest idea to keep an egg safe works, go ahead and make your own parachute or, you know,
whatever. I loved you doing that in school, honestly. Like, it was a big deal.
I never got to do that.
Oh.
I don't think I did either. I think that was the other science class that did that.
I was distracted.
It's also National Coffee Ice Cream Day. Not my particular favorite, but hey, that's okay. National Sabrina Day. So to everyone out there named Sabrina, how you doing? And Telephone Tuesday. Wednesday, September 7th, is 12's birthday.
Yay! He's ancient.
He is. He's like 73.
That's
good for ancient.
He is the land.
37.
It doesn't matter how old you are, 12, just as long as you still look good, right?
37? Merlin, are you older than 12?
I guess so.
I did not realize that.
Wednesday is also Buy a Book Day. What else is it? It is Hulk the Dog's birthday. Apparently there's a dog named Hulk, and it's his birthday.
Okay.
It's also Indigenous Literacy Day, International Day of Clean Air, National Acorn Squash Day, National Beer Lovers Day, National Feel the Love Day, and Superhuman Day, which is actually a celebration of those that have and overcome any disabilities, I believe. Let me double check. Honors people with disabilities who face and overcome the challenges that they experience. So, yeah. Thursday, September 8th. Actors Day, as well as Actresses Day, I'm assuming. I'm assuming they're using the catch-all actors. National Ampersand Day, and for those of you that don't know what an ampersand is, that's that squiggly character that means and. Mm-hmm. It is also International Literacy Day. National David Day, so anybody named David, it's your day, how you doing? National Dog Walker Appreciation Day, National Iguana Awareness Day, Pardon Day, and Star Trek Day.
Ooh. Hey, for everyone that, for the ampersand, it is not D-N-D, it's D and D.
Friday, September 9th, Care Bears Share Your Care Day, Emergency Services Day, Colonel Sanders's birthday, International Box Wine Day, International Sudoku Day. Does anybody else do the Sudoku? Because I do.
I haven't gotten a newspaper in years.
I should. I don't. I know I should because it's one of those things they say to help stave off dementia, that sort of thing. That, you know.
I like Sudoku. I like the easy ones.
Yeah. I do Sudoku and I do Binaro or whatever, which is like Sudoku, but it's binary, so it's just zeros and ones and stuff like that.
I'm a puzzle person, and my Rubik's Cube is not finished right now.
Gotcha.
Dude,
it's also...
Floof does them, and I think her lowest time is like a minute flat.
Wow. Yeah, I'm at only like 4 minutes.
She's a maniac.
It's an algorithm.
Yeah, that's what she says.
It is.
You can say it's an algorithm as you're doing all your work.
It's an algorithm.
It's an algorithm. And I'm like, fuck you.
46 seconds. 43
is her current
record. Nice. So my current record is 4 days to get one side.
She's a fucking genius and it's infuriating.
September 9th is also National When Pigs Fly Day. National Wiener Schnitzel Day, Steak au Poivre Day, and the Toronto International Film Festival. Not to mention, and I just saw this one, Wonderful Weirdos Day. So that's like all of us. Saturday, September 10th, is Drive Your Studebaker Day. So yeah, everybody just go ahead and bust out your Studebakers.
Okay. Yeah, I'll grab that Segway on the way, too.
I know, right? It's also German Language Day, the Harvest Moon Festival, the Mid-Autumn Festival, National Anti-Junk Light Day, National TV Dinner Day, Swap Ideas Day, White Balloon Day, and World Suicide Prevention Day. Your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, September 11th is...
Oh, come on.
There's a lot of birthdays. Let's go with Grandparents Day. September 11th is Grandparents Day. If you have them, enjoy them. If you don't, remember them. You know what I mean?
If they're dicks, I'm sorry.
Also.
Didn't have any connection with them. It's all good. They're dead. Anyway.
So that's the Geeky Weeky. Now is the time when normally we look to Moo to see what kind of kinkiness we can go ahead and talk. Oh, Moo's actually
I have
ready
one
and raring.
I have one too after her, so let's go.
You can go first. Switch if you want to go first.
Okay, it's pretty simple. It's question to everybody. So, since we're getting into the spooky seasons, what is the most scary or Halloween-y movie that you have fucked to? Scary or weird? Or do you fuck to movies at all?
Yes.
Not a common
scary,
occurrence.
Critters.
Not scary movies, no.
Gremlins.
Huh. Gremlins? You fucked to Gremlins?
Wow. That's an interesting one.
So,
well, it's one of those things,
my ex had about 4 DVDs, right?
I know this story.
So, it's either...
Is this about a certain biblical character?
We'll get there. Eurotrip was on a lot. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Good movie.
It is a good movie, but it's a weird one to fuck to. A handful of different Lewis Black comedy specials, which he's a very angry man, and it's very distracting to listen to him yell when you're trying to focus. Me, Myself, and Irene, and Jesus Christ Superstar. Either one of two versions. I lost my virginity to Jesus Christ Superstar in the background. The one with the lazy-eyed Jesus, not the one with the probably homosexual Jesus.
Oh, my weirdest and, I'd say, not scary, but is the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. If anyone read those books or watched those movies, it gets pretty bad and weird. And the worst part's the movie. Yeah, old girlfriend.
Donnie Darko. I probably fucked that one too.
A weird one.
But yeah.
Yeah, you just get bored in the middle of the movie, you know, like, you gotta spice up so you stay awake.
Well, okay, so does forgetting the movie there count, the movie being there count for this?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we were, actively paying attention to the movie.
Yeah, sometimes
movie.
The Dragon, Girl in the Dragon Tattoo, was paying attention, but, yeah, most of the time, no.
We would just more put something on in the background, because the rule was we weren't allowed to close the door, right? So we would have to have the door open and be like, oh no, we're just watching a movie. Just watching Eurotrip for the 19th time this week. Because it was either that or music. Sometimes we would put a movie on the TV and play music. Open door didn't stop us.
That stipulation, The Ring would be my answer. Too, ooh. Because it was, you know, I know, it's a weird one, but it was one of those things where, like, I knew we'd never get to the end of the movie, so.
I can see it. Alright, Moob, go ahead. Yours is probably more interesting.
I want to go deep.
Giggity?
Well, that's usually.
Use lube?
We're gonna need one of us to use.
No, lube is not necessary for this. Oh. Not if you do it right. Okay, listen.
Okay.
So. I was telling a story the other day to, who did this come up with? Oh, okay. We went to visit some friends of mine over the weekend, and I was talking about when the kiddos were born, right? And I was mentioning how with first kiddo, the doctor's like, look, you're 4 days overdue, you're not dilated, you're not effaced, I can't even reach your cervix, and Dress Blacks feels it necessary at that very moment to pipe out, she couldn't even reach your cervix? She's not even trying.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
This came up in front of my friends, right? I don't know if they caught it. They probably did when you repeated yourself. So that's a thing that they know about me now, right? But, oddly enough, it did make me think, yeah, you touch my cervix all the time, so how the fuck could a medical professional not get to it? And so I don't know if maybe it was just lack of use or what have you. So I'm wondering, what are your guys's, what's your, your patented, your tried and true, because again, we've had this conversation, right? Harder does not mean faster. Deeper does not mean harder. Deeper does not mean fat. All of these things. So, if you're trying to go deep, I want to know, what are your tried and true, this is what I'm doing to get deeper.
The butter churner.
You've never done that! Ow, fuck.
Yeah.
I have never been churned.
You put them in a bridge
position? Well, not with you, but I've done it before.
Gotcha. So butter churner is your technique. I'm pointing at, I know, I'm pointing where you are on my screen. I know that's not where you are, but I never remember where you are. So, somebody else.
You pointed at Merlin, by the way.
Fuck yeah!
I don't even know what it's called, but I don't know. Probably doggy style. Just get that right angle in there. Definitely that.
I go for the Captain Morgan, the porn lane.
Ah.
The doggy style, but the...
Wait, the Captain Morgan?
Yeah, yeah, so like one leg goes up, kind of.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. I guess. I just didn't think to call
if you wanted a camera, you could, but it's mostly just for the shift.
Okay.
I'd say the sideways Captain Morgan then would be a good one, too.
What the fuck is a sideways Captain Morgan? I can't picture this.
Sideways with your leg, with the leg up.
I'm sideways with my leg up?
Yeah, well, whoever.
Right, but in this scenario, because I'm trying to picture.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never had a name for it, and I kind of like the Captain Morgan thing. So I'm just rolling with
what. Listen, not my creation. That's just what people call it, to the best of my knowledge.
We don't do that one often.
But bear in mind, I had a lot of sex in San Francisco, and California is like its own culture.
I mean, my leg will go there. It's just... I have a tendency to try to tilt my pelvis as far to the ceiling as I can get it.
Works pretty well.
Thank you. Normally, with like you can see our bookshelf behind us, you know, I can hook my foot in one of the bookshelves and kind of walk myself backwards. A couple of times my feet have hit the wall behind me, but that always hurts the next day, right? Like, that one's not a super comfortable one for any sustainable amount of time. And that one requires, assistance. Like, I can't just keep my legs there. Somebody has to keep them there for me. They're not going to just stay like that. I don't have that kind of ab control. I wish I did. But, yeah. I just thought I would also give you this opportunity because I know I recognize that I don't have pants on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really struggling with trying to find a way to stand that, like, everything is not showing. I mean, I have panties on, but, like, it'll be fine. You are very fond of touching that in a way that I've never known another man to be. And I'm wondering, I guess another person, period, to be. So I'm wondering what sparked your interest in, I'm going to touch that.
I guess the big thing would be that most people who possess one have never had it touched in a fun way. And usually I get a pretty positive response from that. And I found ways to make it even better.
That's delightfully vague. I'm asking for juicy details. Okay, so full disclosure, right? So this is really funny, and I know that I'm talking about this like I'm not present for it, and that seems like an odd thing to say, right? Because I'm asking leading questions, but most of these, like, I'm asking leading questions because I don't know what the fuck he does. Usually if we're at that point, I'm not capable of, like, coherent, like, let me really focus on what he's doing and think about how he's doing that. Mostly my brain's going, I lost track of how many fingers this is. I'm not sure how he's doing that. Did we get past a knuckle? I can't tell if this hurts or not. I think it feels good.
They're do the job, you know.
But I think this is something, again, that a lot of people don't explore, right? And so, I'm asking for more information because I'm thinking maybe we have other friends and listeners out there who have not tried this particular thing, who are maybe like, what can I do that's not the same thing that I have always done?
Okay, well.
And I think a little bit deeper, if you go a little bit deeper, it's not a drastic change from, you know, what you may already be doing.
Yeah.
If we're talking, you know, penetrative vaginal sex, because I know not all of our listeners take part in that.
All right, so if you want to reach the cervix, you quite likely will, and we're talking fingers here, you quite likely want to use a little bit of lube unless your partner or yourself is well naturally lubricated. Because just because of the way your hand's shaped, you're going to need to get probably 2, if not 3 fingers in to actually get that deep unless you have unusually long fingers. The other trick is getting the angle right.
I'm sorry. I just watched 12 look at his hand, like, contemplatively, like,
well, I'm not saying you can't. Like, I don't think I have particularly large fingers, but the reach has never really been an issue, so now I'm wondering.
Maybe you just have freakishly large hands overall? It's not just your fingers?
I don't think so.
I have freakishly tiny hands, so it's everything.
I'm just speaking in generalities.
So this is again, I would say, you know, I have always encouraged our listeners, hey, one of the best things you can do to figure out what you might like with a partner is figure out what you like by yourself, right? I have tiny little hands. I can't reach my own cervix. I just can't. Maybe, like, if I stuck something long enough and deep enough in there, but it's more just kind of poking around. You can't really, like...
It's a hard angle to get at yourself anyways. Because you have to reach back and up towards the pelvis, towards the back. It's...
Well, and with your habit of...
It's like trying to fish something out of a vending machine. It's not a bad analogy.
Tim Mouse, you're killing me.
If you've ever tried to fish something off the bottom row of a vending machine through the slot, you have a pretty good idea of the technique. Thank you very much.
She's a genius.
Angle, again, like, you know, everybody's built a little bit differently, so angle and placement varies by a little bit. But, you know, generalities, it's back and up. You know, it's a weird, like I said, it's a weird angle to get at yourself. It's a whole lot easier for a partner to get at. And just in general, you're going to need to get a couple of fingers in there to get deep enough to actually hit it. Then you want to be careful, because most people who have not experienced this will be tender and or easily startled.
Yeah. Especially, like, I think the first time you did it, my brain went, this feels like a pelvic exam. Because most women, if they have been touched there,
right. That's
what they've been touched with, is the little metal claw thing
that they spray. The downside is that you may enjoy pelvic exams more in the future, and that could be embarrassing.
I haven't had to go to one since this, and I'm kind of nervous, to be perfectly honest.
You know, running your finger around the cervix, it usually definitely gets your partner's attention. And teasing at the hole in the cervix does as well. You want to be careful with anything penetrative, particularly if your partner is pregnant. You want to be careful with that.
Yeah. Like, don't.
Just saying. It's just one of those things.
Your cervix is supposed to stay closed for a reason. Like, there are reasons why it stays closed.
Stay in your lane while the baby is in.
Yeah.
That was actually part of my confusion, was you mentioned that maneuver where you run your finger around it, right? When I'm teaching a woman how to squirt, if they haven't before, I have something like a tutor where it's like, G-spot, here's your cervix, okay, here's the spot you want to press in between them, that, you know, here's probably your best chance of squirting, right? So, like, yeah, the ability to hit the cervix with fingers is, to me, seems... normal, so I'm like, is this not the common experience?
Yes, but you're also very into squirting, so that would be normal for you. It is not the common experience for most people.
It's kind of one of those things where it just feels like in America, and a couple other places too, but to me at least, in America, we don't talk about, you know, sex when we're having it. We just do it, kind of, which is,
yeah.
I mean, we're all trying to break that stigma.
I doubt anywhere in the world anyone normally talks about cervical
stimulation
while having sex. I don't think that's a norm anywhere.
I mean, I don't think we even really talk about it while we're doing it.
No, except we'll talk about it afterwards.
Except for you going, oh, hello, cervix. Because I've heard you say that in the middle of everything a couple times.
I can but see other like than a that, it's not something. Hello, cervix.
At your cervix.
Oh my god.
Goodness.
While I have this opportunity, I'd like to make a quick shout out to a couple of listeners who probably shouldn't be listening to us, but I'm going to embarrass you in your own head anyways. So hello to untreated ADHD and anxiety in the middle.
I can't wait to get the comments. You just broke me when I had something for the end, but now I gotta switch it up.
The only thing I can assume is you were warned not to listen to your boss's podcast.
You were warned not to listen to your boss's podcast.
Oh, I was right then.
You wanted to meet Dress Blacks.
I'm in your head now.
This is what happens. I'm in your head. I'm in your head now. Fuck.
Goodness. That's quite a trip in your head via way of the cervix.
That'd be a real
fantastic voyage.
Fantastic voyage.
Oh my Switch. God.
You said you had something.
Oh, no, 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 no. For my ending naughty part, I had something that was going to ruin things for Moo, but I think that's enough. I don't need to do another one there.
For fuck's sake.
Well, I think that, you know, that's probably a good place to go ahead and stop, Moo, unless you have anything else to add.
The cervix is usually a good place to stop. You really can't get a whole lot deeper than that.
It's true.
I would say if you are, can I steal just a corner? My back is killing me. Thank you. I would say, if this is something that you want to do, if it's something that you're interested in trying, this is another one of those things that, like, you can't, as someone who has experienced a pelvic exam, right, typically the idea is to scratch a little bit, right? And women know this. When you scratch the cervix, it's easy for it to bleed. So this is one where, like, if you're going to do this kind of play, don't freak out, because sometimes blood happens. And it's not like a, you'll know, right? It's not like a, oh my god, like, full disclosure, he scratched me once. Actually, I think, Switch, you were there for that. He scratched me, and it's one of those things where, like, your brain does that momentary thing of, like, I'm not on my period. I don't think I'm on my period. How did this happen? And then you think about it, and you're like, that's bright red, and that's not how periods work. It was a scratch. Scratches happen. It looks worse, especially because lube and wetness and everything else, it's going to seem so much worse. It's kind of like how, when you lose a tooth as a kid, it seems like you're bleeding so much and you're not. There's just a lot of other moisture happening. Don't freak out. Don't be afraid. Just be a little more careful next time.
But if it hurts,
yeah,
don't be afraid to go get it checked out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And just if you are the one turning someone into a Muppet, make sure your hands are clean and your nails are trimmed and you've done all the things that you need to do hygienically to be kind and courteous to your partner.
And it should go without saying, but, like, even if, you know, they consent and they want to do this, don't force it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It may not even happen the first time that you try it. You know, like Dress Black says, for him, you know, sometimes up to three fingers. You know what I mean? But, well, you know, just like anything else, you got to kind of wiggle and work and figure out what does work, lubrication. And I mean, like, don't immediately be like, all right, three fingers, let's go.
And that takes time, right? Because again, like, your knuckles are starting to come into play at that point. If you have short fingers, you're going to start to hit this knuckle. And there's a point at which you can only stretch so far without practice, for lack of a better term. So, like, please don't take this as us saying, go home and just fist yourself. That's not what we're saying.
If you can, go for it.
But I don't suggest just trying that out of nowhere. I mean, it's been months and that's not something that I can do yet.
Proper nail care.
Proper nail care is important. I bite the shit out of mine. I typically don't go, well, I was going to say I don't typically go sticking my hands in people, but that would be a lie. That would be a lie. So I do try to make sure they're not, like, jagged and awful. And
disposable gloves are always available.
True. Disposable gloves are always available if that's something that bothers you, or that's something you feel like you need, or that's an extra layer of precaution that you want to take. You should.
Also, make sure that your partner does not have an allergy to disposable gloves.
Yes. Check your glove type. Latex allergies, you don't want to be shoving that in there.
Also, don't use latex-based lube with latex disposable gloves.
Oil-based lube is what you mean.
Oil-based lube.
Yes. You want water-based lubricant only with latex.
Silicone works just fine.
Okay. So, there you go. Until next time, friends, thank you so much for listening to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. Merlin Sensei. What's up?
Silicone-based lube and nitrile. I was trying to think of the word nitrile. Works really, really well together. Just saying. There you go. Back to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening, friends. If you want to go ahead and find us a couple of different places on the internet, you can go ahead and check out our link tree at linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled
N3RDGA5M.
And it's a great place to go ahead and find out all the different stuff that we're doing. We got stuff cooking for the YouTube, and then hopefully sometime in the next month or two, we'll have stuff going with our different Twitches, and we're supposed to be TikToking and all kinds of crazy stuff. So go ahead and stay tuned. But until next time, please remember to be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace. I'm giving myself a lot of grace right now, and you should too. Sometimes things are hard. Sometimes new things are hard. Sometimes old things are hard, and that's okay. Sometimes fun things are hard, and that's even better.
That's a penis.
Tell us your favorite autumn clothing on our socials.
Yeah. What's your favorite hoodie?
It's almost turtleneck season. Don't.
People still wear turtlenecks?
You do if you have a partner that's prone to biting.
Oh, sorry.
Why? I like being bitten.
Okay, some of us have to go to big girl jobs and big girl offices, and I can't show up with a string of bruises across my neck. So, turtleneck season.
There you go.
All right, then.
And as I bet one has said before, I let a man fist me in the past, but no more, like Kermit the Frog. Stay naughty, everybody.
Until next time! YouTube. Bye for now.
Bye, friends!